hear me? Okay. I'm on my iPhone because I'm out of internet too since last night. So I'm learning this new method of doing Zoom on my phone. So, this last week, I was, I have a couple stories. One was, I was at a running reunion in Alamosa, Colorado, at Adams, where I went to school, and ran track and cross country. And it was a lot of people from over the years came. And so I got to meet some people who I hadn't seen in a long time, and also people that I'd never met because they came after me. And one of the people who came was one of my running companions who I fell out with some years later. And she didn't understand, you know, why I was not wanting to invite her and her fiance to come and stay with us. And at the time I was actually close to having a nervous breakdown, but I didn't know that. And I didn't know how to say that to her. So anyway, it's a long story, but she was pretty upset with me and wrote me some letters that were pretty harsh. And, you know, and I just sort of had this feeling of, how can she not understand, you know, that I'll go out with her anyway. So what happened was it was the first time I'd seen her in over 20 years. And she had flown in from another state, and it was so different than what I expected. She had found out, she had friended my husband on Facebook. And so anyway, she was very different than what I anticipated. She was very concerned about, you know, the fact that I had had cancer, and she just had a different demeanor about her. And it made me realize, you know, we're all going through these hard things individually that other people don't know about that's happening in our life. And for me, it's just like tunnel vision at times to not be able to open up my perspective that others are going through things. And so I make up a story, and, you know, okay, well, they're not nice people, you know. And she was making up stories about me at the time without knowing my situation, without me even knowing what my situation was. But this time it just felt, you know, it was definitely different. You know, I was nervous about seeing her, and yet I wanted to stay open. And so I did. And, you know, for the most part, I was a little hesitant at times, but it just felt like I needed to go with the flow of things. And, you know, we ended up joining a couple other people to go out to eat. And then she was just kind of saying things to me about wanting, she came back to try to heal a part of her life. And so she had a whole bunch of stories about and experiences that had been hard for her. So that's one piece. I can tell I'm kind of rambling here. Another thing that happened this week was that I called I wanted to share my Anasazi squash with a Native American friend. And so I called her and she said, I was praying that someone would bring me groceries or bring me food. And I didn't realize that she was in such dire straits to where she didn't have the money to get food. And I had just collected a few things from my garden to take to her, but it certainly wasn't going to be sustaining. And she has a grandson and a couple of grandsons living with her. And so I grabbed more stuff. And then when I went over to meet her in the parking lot at her apartment, I said, I'm going to Walmart. Is there something I can get you? And it was just, it was like this whole different way for me of approaching a situation of, you know, I don't know, of being generous, maybe is the way to put it. And she said, well, what I really need is some beef. And so, I said, okay. And so I went to Walmart, and all the way there, I was thinking, I'm going to get her potatoes. I'm going to get her more things that I know that they eat. And, and so when I was in there, I just felt this whole sense of generosity enveloping me. And that was different, because in the past I haven't been as generous. I've had a story about how people want things from me, and so I just felt really grateful that I could feel this. Let's see, I'm getting a low battery signal here. So anyway, I better hurry. So I just feel like when I'm open and I just go with the flow of things, something else comes in. And I know it's because of my practice. And something that I wanted to say also is one of the precepts that I wrote when I took my vows in 2009 was, I vow not to do harm. Knowing what I do does matter. May I explore and be aware of the effects of my actions and notice what I can do differently. May I acknowledge my regret and sorrow to those I cause harm to and not be stuck by it. May I turn toward compassion and forgiveness for myself and others. And I feel like making that vow and personalizing it, which is what we do when we take our vows, we talk more personally in front of the community. You know, it takes some time to develop these vows, but that was an intention. And I feel like because I had that intention, these things are coming to me without me having to force my will on it. So anyway, hopefully you guys have something to discuss based on that, because I'm going to have to go get my cord and plug in. So I'll stop there and I will be right back.